This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. We're down to Danette. Seton is off today, but his wife, Erin, is dominating. She has San Diego State versus UConn in the final, with UConn winning it all. She is probably, I don't even know the percentile, how many brackets in the bracket challenge? Now, she's obviously dominating our bracket challenge, but how many brackets have been filled out where you had the exact Final Four and you have the exact national title game, and now you have Connecticut winning it all? Yes, Paul.
I'm using ESPN's bracket contest as a sampler. Last week, they had 12 of 20 million brackets had the Final Four correct, which means about 1 in 600,000 was your chances. Now you whittle it down to two teams are out, which I'm sure cuts that down into half, then UConn winning. There could be as few as five nationwide that have this bracket.
UConn is the first team to win five games by at least 15 points in the same tournament, and this will be the first ever NCAA title game to match a number four against a number five. We talked to Jim Boeheim, former Syracuse head coach, and we talked about Connecticut. If you look at schools since 1999 who have won national titles, Connecticut's your leader and the chance to win another title. You'd have a school winning national titles with three different coaches. Kevin Ollie didn't last long in Storrs, Connecticut, but won a title in 2014. Now Danny Hurley is in there, and Jim Boeheim was talking about Jim Calhoun being one of the great coaches of our era. Yes, Marv.
It's funny because UConn, they kind of operate like one of the smaller schools. So every single national championship that they've had, it's been a group of seniors or a team that went really deep the year before.
Yeah.
Like the Rip Hamilton years, they lost in the Elite Eight. 04, they lost in the Elite Eight, and then everyone came back. So they kind of operate not in like the Kentucky, UCLA, Duke way, but just in a real, maybe smaller school.
Yeah, I think that's the key. And I remember when they were in the Yankee Conference, and then you end up going to the Big East. But you have to be consistent each year. You got to be there, you know, as a top 10 team. You got to be there in the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight. That's how you become a blue blood, and you win your national championships. And Connecticut is a big favored by 7.5 tonight against San Diego State. I have the odds next season to win the national title. Anybody want to guess? UConn is third, tied with Kansas for next year, plus 1,500. You have, yes, Marv?
Kentucky?
Kentucky second with that great recruiting class. Duke is the odds-on favorite next year to win the national championship.
Gutsy.
So it's Duke, Kentucky.
I wonder how many years that has been the case, right, out of default.
Yeah, I know. But Kentucky has a great recruiting class. I saw a list of possible replacements for John Calipari. What the heck? John Calipari. And, you know, these are all coaches who had the same kind of years that Calipari had at Kentucky. And I'm going, what's the upgrade here? You know, I'm missing something here. Bryce Drew at Baylor hasn't done anything after winning the national title. But there's a lot of these guys, and you go, oh, okay. But it feels like this might be Cal's one and done. You better do something with this recruiting class this year, or he might be done at Kentucky. I'd be careful what you ask for, trying to bring in somebody who's going to be an upgrade there. But it's Duke, Kentucky, UConn, Kansas, Marquette, and Purdue. Those are the odds-on favorites to win the national title next year. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. As we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. LSU beats Iowa. We spent a little bit of time talking about what happened at the end of that game. We spent a lot more time talking about leading up to that game, maybe the entire year, the over coverage. Sometimes that's what bothers us. Caitlin Clark doesn't cover herself. ESPN covered her. And she leaned into it. She was available for interviews, name, image, and likeness, all of that. She was great TV and a great basketball player. But what happened at the end of the game? LSU dominates. Angel Reese, who was in foul trouble most of the game, took it personally about how Caitlin Clark was kind of taunting South Carolina's team. One of their players was on the perimeter, and she's like waving her off, like, I'm not going to guard you. And then she ended up hitting like three threes and nearly cost Iowa the game. Caitlin Clark is a fun player, flamboyant, and she's going to get the crowd involved. You know, there's a lot going into this. But having watched a lot of her games this year, yes, games, not highlights, she brings the crowd in. And while we look at that as that's fun and cute, other players might not look at it that way. Is she taunting them? No, she's having fun. Okay, what is sportsmanship? What is gamesmanship? I think we have a different definition sometimes. When the story fits, what we think is, oh, that's gamesmanship. And maybe with another player, we'd go, what about the sportsmanship? Angel Reese chose that moment, and it's her moment, to do what she did with Caitlin Clark. Obviously, Caitlin Clark was in her head because she just won the national championship, and all she wanted to do was point to a ring finger to say, I'm getting one of these. And Caitlin Clark did not acknowledge. She didn't get involved in this. She didn't say anything afterwards. She was complimentary, highly complimentary, and just said sometimes it doesn't go your way. They hit big shots. Fouls were called the way the referees called that game. By the way, there were 37 fouls called. So total fouls, last five title games, 37. It was 32 in 2022, 28 before that, 33 the year before that. So around there, around, you know, the same number, 2018 when Mississippi State beat Notre Dame, there were 38 fouls called in there. The problem is not how many fouls are called. It's when they're called, why they're called, and how does that affect the game, the stars? We're tuning in to see Angel Reese. She's a great player, was a great player at Maryland. We want to see what, you know, these great players in college basketball, and Caitlin Clark as well. But Caitlin Clark lost her composure. LSU got into her head. And were they physical? Yes, they were. But Caitlin Clark allowed them to get to her. I think LSU was the better team. And I think Iowa really looked spent there in the first half. Certainly in the second half, it was over. But Kim Mulkey did a wonderful job turning that program around, bringing in transfers and winning the national title. Those are the things we should remember, not Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That's where people will troll you today. Well, it's about race. It's black. It's white. How do you see a black athlete? How do you see a white athlete? That's about you. I look at the game won, the sport won. There were people who watched the game. They were fascinated. Now, are they fascinated because they're seeing Caitlin Clark? Yes. If Caitlin Clark was black, she would be Steph Curry. She would be, that's how she should be viewed. And Caitlin Clark should be viewed as Steph Curry. And everybody should love that. She's great for the game. She brought eyeballs to the game. I think these girls, these women, were upset of the coverage of her. And LSU and South Carolina not getting any coverage whatsoever. And ESPN runs college basketball. No Paige Beckers, no UConn. We found Iowa, and we found Caitlin Clark. I can understand if you're playing and you're saying, what do we have to do to get recognized? Well, you won a national championship. Now you get, you know, recognized. But make no mistake about this. Caitlin Clark led the nation in scoring and assists. Okay? Just start that. Just start right there. It's not like she's manufactured, like, oh, we're going to make her, you know, like Tim Tebow, we're going to make her into something. She is something. Something we haven't seen. Her average three-pointer made was just under 26 feet. Go stand on a basketball court, measure 26 feet, and then let me know how you do. She was doing that in transition. She was doing that with a hand in her face. She's a spectacular player. LSU was the better team. But if you get caught up in race, you're really missing the bigger picture here. And that was a lot of fun to watch. Even going back to Louisville, South Carolina, and then LSU. I mean, these are really high-end games. You know, beautiful. Loved it. And I hope people will come away this year. And both, you know, the beauty is, unlike the men's game, they would already be gone to the NBA. But Angel Reese is back. Caitlin Clark is back. I would have a game where if Connecticut wins the national title, you put Connecticut against Kentucky next year on an aircraft carrier. And then you have LSU play Iowa. A neutral site in Indianapolis or Dallas. Let's go. Let's get it done. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW.
Layup.
Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, my best of the weekend. You know, when you become a father, you think you're going to have a little mini-me, and then it turns out that these kids have their own interests. My son was never interested in sports, but he recently started, I guess, going or talking with a girl who is a huge college basketball fan. And Saturday night, he said to me, Dad, there's a match on. I want to watch it. And I said, oh, I'll watch it. And I thought it was cute because he called it a match and not a game. So I said, yeah, let's watch it together. So that was the best of the weekend that I could share my love of sports with my son. Worst of the weekend, he turned on the TV to WrestleMania. And I know that's on Peacock, and that's a partner. I missed the whole Connecticut game because I had to watch this match with my son.
All right. Well, I'm not anti-wrestling. Like when you talk about marketing geniuses, you know, you go back to the WWF, and now WWE, they basically said, no, we're entertainment. Yeah, we're going to agree. This is entertainment. It's not real. Come on in. You sell out SoFi back-to-back nights. Snoop Dogg is there. George Kittle was there. Whoever is hot at the moment. Pat McAfee, come on in. Logan Paul, come on in. Let's go. Let's do it. And you know, they create an event, and they have done it wonderfully. So I appreciate that. And then I think the WWE was sold to Endeavor today, maybe, or at least the majority of. And Endeavor owns UFC, and combine the two and have the stars come in and, hey, you're not going to, you know, be in UFC anymore. Come on over WWE and, you know, whatever. Combine the two, get the WWE guys to go to UFC matches, be out there. I mean, I have no issue with what wrestling does. It used to be that the wrestlers knew it was fake. They didn't like that you told them it was fake. And then all of a sudden you go, just pull the Band-Aid off. We know it's fake, okay? Tell Hulk that he doesn't have to slice up his forehead anymore. You know,
there's kids here.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. You have to hide the razor in your wristband there. Let's see. James in Virginia. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP, Danette. Salute the Commanders, man. What a great weekend of basketball, man. That SAU ending with San Diego State at the end was amazing. But what I want to hype up today is women's college basketball, man, because Virginia Tech, LSU, South Carolina, Iowa were amazing games. The finals was a tough game. Anybody in their feelings has never played a competitive sport, man, because when you're competing, your feelings are all involved, man. You're going hard, and sometimes things happen, but I love the competitiveness of the game. And let me tell you, man, Caitlin Clark, we didn't find her, man. She found us because that girl is amazing, man. And I'll say this lastly, Kim Mulkey cemented herself as one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time, winning her first national title as LSU, first coach to ever win at two programs in the women's game. So what a great year, man. I can't wait till next year because they're all coming back. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you, James. And salute to the Commanders. Yes, Marv.
I was thinking he was more of an Andrew Reese guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
A little bit of both, maybe.
Yeah. You know what I did love?
Isn't Angel Reese the Bayou Barbie?
Yeah.
I think that's her nickname.
I saw that.
I love it.
It was funny because I just got on this women's basketball train. As far as LSU is concerned,
yeah.
I literally didn't know LSU was in the Final Four until Friday.
Mm.
Yeah, just only because the story was South Carolina or Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And what I loved is that nobody said Caitlin Clark was overrated. All of them, they were like, look, she is great, but the coverage is what you guys were saying. I think they thought it was a little bit too much.
Oh, I know they knew it was too much.
Oh, is that apparent?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. But she's great for the game, and she's the real deal. I mean, when you're shooting the way she shoots, in traffic, contested, but they took her out of her game. They did a wonderful job. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, they held her to 30. But also, I think beef in women's college basketball is what makes it great. Muffin McGraw and Gino Auriemma going at it when Notre Dame and Connecticut were at the top of their games.
Yeah.
Come on, I was tuned in.
Pat Summitt and Gino Auriemma?
Yeah, Gino was involved in some stuff.
Well, because they were the team to knock off, and it used to be Tennessee. And then all of a sudden, Gino's like, nope, there's a new sheriff in town. And Pat Summitt, being as competitive as she is, you know, that she was going to come right back at him. Yeah, Paul.
I'm really curious how this plays out because some of these women's players, Caitlin Clark, she has two more years of eligibility. I'm sure Reese has the same and all these other stars because of the COVID year. Everyone was thrown a bonus year. And with NIL, my guess is Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark will get more money going forward than they did a year ago. So they may look at the WNBA and say, like, I can wait. It's always going to be there. But the hotness that I have on the college stage and the NIL is that they have two more years on that window and they may just milk it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to stay, how long you stay, but they may make more money than they would in the WNBA. If I'm a businessman in Iowa and I want her to stay, you can make it lucrative enough for her to stay instead of going into the WNBA. And the same for boosters. I mean, we talked to Jim Boeheim about this. He said it's all about NIL and it's all about the transfer portal. Well, this is happening in women's college basketball as well. We'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Holly Rowe, who was on the sidelines for the national title game, will join us coming up next hour. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. All right? This is your NIL. You can go to GetRefunds.com and see if you apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or otherwise known as ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com, get started. Takes you less than 8 minutes. They have it down to a science. They know the value of time. See if your business qualifies. Your business might be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. And they might be able to help your business as well. No upfront charge. they don't get paid until your business gets its refund. They do all the work. You have nothing to lose. And a lot of businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. See if you qualify. You start by going to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Sometimes stories get lost this time of the year. Masters Week. You got Final Four, men's and women's. The NBA draft age will not change in the new collective bargaining agreement. This, according to Woj. The one-and-done rule will stay in place. And it's going to stay in place for quite a few years here. I don't know if there was motivation from either side to make a move, according to Woj. The players' union, from their perspective, lowering the draft eligibility age to 18 would bring more young players in to develop and take away roster spots from veterans. The union has suggested ways to keep veterans on the roster, possibly a roster exemption or expansion. But as it stands right now, the one and done is going to stay in college basketball. And I think there was almost a foregone conclusion that the one and done was going to be done. All right, the poll question results from hour one, Todd.
What was the most exciting game this weekend? 49% say Florida Atlantic, San Diego State. 40% Iowa, South Carolina. 11% went with LSU, Iowa.
All right. This is how it sounded when San Diego State, and they didn't have the lead until the buzzer against. Do we have that, Marv?
We just have Lamont Butler talking about the last play.
Oh, okay.
He almost stepped out of bounds. Did you see the replay?
Yes, you showed it to me.
I know.
Here is Lamont Butler, San Diego State, on the last play.
It was about 7 seconds left when we got the ball, and he told me just to go downhill and try to get some at the rim, but they did a good job cutting me off. Once I looked up, it was 2 seconds left, so I knew I had to make a shot, and I got to a shot that I'm comfortable with, a one dribble pull-up, and I'm just glad I went in.
They didn't call a play. They had a timeout, and they decided their coach, Coach Dutcher, said, I ran out of plays. They just let him go. And sometimes you don't let the defense set up as long as you're comfortable that you're going to get a decent shot up. And he certainly did. Great-looking jumper. I mean, that's right there with Keith Smart, you know, with that on the other side. But nice jumper, and that was the only time they led in the second half. Maybe the only time they led in the game. But FAU, great run. Great run. But to lose like that, let's see. Christian in San Diego. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was trying to do a pie bet maybe with Marv.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, just a straight-up pie bet. Big San Diego State fan. You're a UConn guy. I was wondering if you would take it.
Marvin, you want a piece of that?
I'm not taking no bets.
What?
I'm not taking anything right now. I got to just focus and watch them because, you know, if they lose, I got to worry about a pie to the face and Mario smashing me and breaking my nose. I just got to focus on tonight.
Wow.
Charmin soft, by the way. It's
very soft. Very soft. Sorry, Christian, but Marvin is soft today. Yeah, Paul.
Marvin's in this weird position. Like a month ago, he thought UConn was a good team. Now they're in the finals and they're favorite and they've been crushing everybody. It's almost like he's got too much confidence and he's trying to dumb it down a little bit. Is that fair?
Oh, that's absolutely fair.
And nobody dumbs it down like you do.
There's a couple of people that can.
Oh, okay.
Got some competition.
Well, can you win the bracket contest, celebrity bracket contest, if UConn doesn't win?
Quote, unquote, celebrity. Yes.
Yes.
I can win.
Okay. Because right now I have you in first place in the celebrity, and that celebrity is small letters. Celebrity Bracket Challenge. You have Connecticut winning it all. Jim Boeheim had Duke. Seton has UConn. Adam Sandler is fourth with Houston. Peter King is fifth. He had Marquette. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Nobody has. No, you're good. You got Connecticut. I don't see how you can screw this up. Congratulations.
Ah, thanks. UConn over Syracuse, per usual.
Yeah. All right, do we have a new poll question moving forward?
We do. What's your excitement level for UConn-San Diego State tonight? The choices are, I'm so pumped, I'll have it on in the background, and no thank you.
I don't know if you do no thank you.
I'm curious to see if there's people that have no interest in watching any of the game, which would be surprising, but maybe we'll get an interesting number.
Okay, all right.
But why would people who have no interest in tuning in that game listen to our show and vote on our poll question?
They may like other sports, or they just want to hear about Caitlin Clark.
If you listen to our show, you probably like sports.
They may have other things to do. They're upset with their brackets. They love college basketball, but not San Diego State against UConn.
All right. Yes, Mark.
If UConn wasn't in it, I wouldn't be interested. 9:20 start?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I know. That one's tough. Great if you're on the West Coast.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
9:20 start?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. DJ in Texas, then we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Hi, DJ.
Hey, Dan. Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Best and worst of the weekend. My best was basically the last month for the University of Iowa. Seeing Spencer Lee get pinned and his mom lose her mind in the stands was lovely. And watching Caitlin Clark get humbled was just delicious. And that's coming from a Minnesota fan, so I make sure those Iowa fans know who this is coming from. The worst is Karl-Anthony Towns completely not showing up in a must-win game last night. Just an absolutely brutal performance.
All right. Well, thank you, DJ.
Karl-Anthony Towns.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to get a Karl-Anthony Towns.
Took my worst of the weekend.
Yeah. I didn't think we were going to get that this early in the show. How about the Portland Trail Blazers? The Blazers didn't have four starters. They were 19.5 point underdogs. They beat the Timberwolves 107-105. So the win matches the NBA's largest upset against the point spread since 1992. That's when the Magic beat the Bulls. They were 21 point underdogs. Underdogs. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. I reached out to our stats guy, John Tuvey, and I said, Caitlin Clark's average three-pointer was right around 26 feet. NBA players averaging at least three three-pointers per game with the average make 26 or more feet. Dame Lillard is over 27, almost 27 and a half feet. Then it's LaMelo Ball at just over 27 feet. Steph Curry is a little less, 26.6. Let's see who's in there. Donovan Mitchell, I think, has had three consecutive games with at least 40 points. He shoots, here's three-pointers, around 26.3. Fred Van Vliet is just over 26. So Caitlin Clark is in rarefied air taking those jumpers. And those are most of the time contested three-pointers that she's taken. But yesterday started out extremely hot in the first quarter, and then foul trouble and great defense by LSU. She ended up with 30, but it wasn't a great shooting night with those 30 points. All right, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'll start with you.
Best of the weekend. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, performance in the semis against South Carolina to advance to the title game, 41 points, 6 boards, 8 assists. Hawkeyes over Gamecock 77-73. Worst of the weekend, 9 of the 13 NBA games played on Friday night had the winning team scoring at least 121 points. 3 of those victors had 130 points at least. None of those games went into overtime. Just 4 quarters of very questionable defense.
Yeah. What did Sacramento give up? I think they gave up like 142 points or something. And then I watched a little bit of the Nuggets against the Warriors. The Nuggets were down 15. And they ended up sweeping the seasonal series with Golden State. They won by 2 points. And we're coming down to the last week. Looks like Joel Embiid is going to be your MVP. Even though Giannis got the better of him, Mike Budenholzer, of all people, said he thinks that Giannis should be the MVP. If he said somebody else, then that would be a story. If the Bucks head coach said, you know who should be MVP? Not the Greek Freak. It should be Joel Embiid. I like that. Well, oh, my God. The Bucks head coach said that Giannis should be an MVP? Oh, wow, that's going out on a limb. Greek Freak's the best player in the game, but he's not going to be the MVP this year. It'll be Joel Embiid. Let's see. Did I, Marvin, best and worst of the weekend?
Sure do, Dan.
All right.
Best of the weekend, first best, Bird and Taurasi on ESPN2. They were great both nights.
There was one moment, though, I don't know, if was it Bird who said to Taurasi, Caitlin Clark is both of us. Like, a great passer and a great scorer. And people forget how great Diana Taurasi was. She was must-see TV. And even in the pros, too. But in college, she was a bad, bad dude when she got on the floor. What else do you have, Mark?
Bester of the weekend, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, back-to-back home runs.
Yay!
And the Angels won!
Yay! Paulie, best and worst.
Okay, this might be a double worst for me. Chris Mannix got in my head last week with his Laker bravado. He thinks the Lakers, because he made good points that the Lakers,
he said they're going to win the West.
Yeah, and he had some points like the top of the West is not that tough and someone might knock each other out. Yeah, the Lakers are won 7 of the last 10. They have 2 in a row. I'm sorry, 3 in a row. They're up to the 7th seed. Golden State, if they trip up a little bit, the Lakers could get up to the 5 seed or 6 seed. Right in that mix. They're really flirting with coming up with it. So I'm lightly buying into it because they're playing well and I like their bench. It's very frustrating because then I have to agree with Maddox.
Mm.
Worst of the weekend, The Dallas Mavericks, if they don't make the playoffs, they were at one point in the season.
Like, it's hard to not make the playoffs.
With the new play-in format, there are 10 teams, 5 teams don't make it. So like, you have a 2/3 chance. If they don't make the playoffs, this could be galactically bad for the Mavericks franchise going forward. If Luka starts making decisions about his future and getting angry in this offseason, that could be very bad because you had this great young player, have this great young player.
Well, they had a good team. I thought they were one player away, but that player was not going to be Kyrie Irving. They could have added another supporting player, and his supporting cast was good. They were a balanced team. Now, you know, that's probably the worst defensive backcourt in the history of the NBA with Luka and Kyrie, and they're not going to beat anybody. They're not a good team. And you could see the frustration with Luka. And I don't know why they thought, oh, my God, we got Kyrie. Okay, if you had Kyrie with the supporting cast, then I would say, all right, you can be dangerous. But you rolled the dice, and are you going to re-sign Kyrie after what you've seen? Yeah, Paul.
What drives me crazy is you've talked about this, Mannix talked about this, they had Jalen Brunson, and they could have kept him. Now, I know he's expensive, and you think, okay, he's a nice B-plus player. That's what you need. You need a couple of really nice B-plus players around this guy, and yet you kind of had it, the Mavericks, and they fell in love with something else.
Yeah, they could have re-signed Jalen Brunson twice, and then they ended up trading him to the Knicks, and he's been wonderful with the Knicks. And you had a really good player complementary to Luka. But they had good players on that team. That made them a good team, a solid team, a dangerous team. Kyrie, yeah, he can get you 40, but is he going to be consistent enough? What else is he going to do for you? You're going to need a lot more than that. I don't think you can go into the playoffs going, hey, we got Kyrie and Luka, and they're going to get 80 points between them. All right, let me know how that works. Jeff in Florida. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Dan. My best of the weekend is I want to give a little credit to my my college, Ashland University in Ashland, Ohio. The women's basketball team, Division II, won the national championship over the weekend in Dallas, by the way. They're 37-0 this year, as opposed to South Carolina, which was 36-0 going into the championship. This is their third national title in 10 years. In 2020...
No. We're good. We're good with that. We're good with that.
You let it go for a bit.
No. All right. Yeah. I mean, Ashland College, women's team, congratulations, winning the national title.
Kind of mess with our next segment because we're going to really dive into it.
Mavericks are now 5 games under .500. They're 11th in the Western Conference. They're behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are rebuilding. They don't even have their number one draft pick in Chet Holmgren. They 3-7, 10 game stretch, and doesn't look like they're going to turn things around. Imagine Oklahoma City, they're rebuilding. They got all these draft picks. And you look around and you're like, what's going on here? Dallas is not rebuilding. Yeah, Marv.
Oklahoma City, that's your pick for next year, right?
Yes.
That's your team next year?
That's my team
okay.
next year.
They're in a good spot.
That's my big surprise next year. Yes, Paulie.
I have an NBA question I want to ask you, and I'm going to save it.
Oh, is this after the break?
Yeah, because I've been thinking about it not all weekend, but part of the weekend.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Weather was nice this weekend, and that meant I brought out the PXGs. Let them see some daylight here. Been a little breezy on the East Coast, but wanted to bring out the clubs, and we'll let the guys at the club see the clubs that I have. The brand new Gen 6 golf clubs available to give you that edge you've been looking for. It's always interesting when you play with new clubs. Everybody wants to hear you hit the driver. Well, I can hit the driver. Then they hear the other clubs, and they're like, oh, okay, all right, somebody's got a different weapon in the bag. Yes, I do. Gen 6 absolutely changed your game, lowering your scores and then giving you a better chance on the course, actually having fun on the course. It was a better time this weekend. And if you're curious how good they are, want to make sure you go for a fitting. This is what you need to do. You go to pxg.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG. pxg.com. Schedule a fitting for yourself, and you'll see the difference. You'll have fun playing golf. pxg.com. Nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It's Masters Week. In case you're wondering, DraftKings has the odds on who is going to win the Masters. Co-favorites, Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler. Then it's John Rahm, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay. I didn't even check the weather. I've been caught up in watching so many other things. Not sure what the weather's going to be like at Augusta. Could have guessed that it'll be nice. By the way, the Azalea Moonshine. We'll have some details for you coming up tomorrow on the latest batch. 4 years ago today, anybody want to weigh in on what happened 4 years ago today?
NCAA tournament related?
No. Somebody cut down the nets. Last show at the old man cave.
Oh.
Yeah. Cut down the nets. Last show at the old man cave.
I did most of the cutting.
You did not.
No, I did not.
No. You had never used a pair of scissors before.
Well, you didn't have lefty scissors for me, so I made it.
That to me.
I do have lefty scissors.
You
lefties
couldn't
need lefty scissors.
You couldn't even switch hands.
Couldn't even pull it down, even like just pulling on it with my hand.
Just the fact that you got up the ladder, I thought was impressive.
It took a while to get up there.
Yeah. And then you're up there and when you give your serious face, it's always so
interesting. I got very frustrated that I couldn't cut it.
And then your hand was shaking because you couldn't cut down the nets. And I'm thinking, okay,
wedding.
Once again, you graduated second in a class of 600.
I did.
You have no street smarts whatsoever.
Very little.
Yes, you do. Yes.
No hand-eye coordination.
No. Well, I don't think you need hand-eye coordination to cut down the nets.
I needed lefty scissors.
I've never heard somebody go, man, hand-eye coordination came in handy cutting down the nets there. Yes, Marv.
This is a question for Fritzy. They didn't have any righty scissors that you used. I use only righty scissors because growing up, there weren't lefty scissors.
I have lefty scissors at home, and I have no problem on the rare occasion that use scissors. But there was I needed something, or I need to be ambidextrous or something.
Okay.
I'm going to blame the scissors.
Yes, Paul.
It took so long, it was like 10 shining minutes instead of one shining moment. 10 shining minutes.
I don't think anything was shining.
I had the weather for you in Augusta.
Okay.
Do you want bad news or bad news?
Oh.
PM thunderstorms. It's going to be warm, and then it cools off. It's 86 in Augusta, Georgia on, I think it's Wednesday?
Unseasonably warm.
Yeah, 86. Par 3 contest on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, over a 50% chance of rain.
Mm.
Hate to be the bearer of that news.
All right. What's your NBA question you have for us?
I've been thinking about this a lot. Victor Wembanyama seems to be the biggest pro prospect. I don't know, maybe since Yao Ming. I can't remember a big man this sure of a thing. Even Zion was not this big. Why doesn't a guy like him, would a guy like him ever consider dictating the draft and saying, I'm not going to go here, like Eli Manning did and John Elway did, both sure things. The teams that had the best chance for him are the Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, the Detroit Pistons, the Charlotte Hornets. None of them are powerhouses. Spurs have some history of being successful, though, especially with European players. Okay. But why wouldn't a guy like him pull that move? If you read about it, Kobe Bryant did, and Kobe was not as big as Victor Wembanyama. He basically, his people told the Nets, don't draft me or I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you were a guy like Victor Wembanyama, would you consider dictating this? This is the one time you get a chance to.
I don't want to go in with some, you know, a label already on me like that. Like you're too good to play or, you know, every one of those cities that he's saying he doesn't want to go to, every time he goes to that city, then he's going to hear it from the fans. But what people don't understand about Eli, the Chargers didn't want Eli. I was told by somebody in the Manning family that the Chargers didn't want him. They wanted to trade, and that's why I think Eli was unfairly blamed in that situation. But Elway didn't want to stay. He didn't want to go to Baltimore. But at that point, Baltimore wasn't a good franchise, and he didn't want to go there. And then he tried to use his leverage with playing for the Yankees, the single-A team in, what, Oneonta, I think. And got traded. Who was that? Chris Hinton?
Yes.
The offensive lineman was traded and then...
Nice career.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But then there was a couple other draft picks. Now, if you were trading the rights to John Elway now, you're going to get a whole lot more than Chris Hinton and a number... Did they get Hinton and another first-round draft pick?
I don't think so. I think Hinton was that pick.
They had to get more for John.
They got more, but I don't think they got a second first-round draft pick. I got to check that.
Hmm. Okay. But, yeah, that stayed with Elway for a while. But I don't see Victor Wembanyama saying, you know, I don't want to play in San Antonio or Portland. And he might be a smaller market type player. He might like, you know, like Tim Duncan flourished. He loved San Antonio. He liked being in a smaller market. Yeah, Paul.
So the Eli Manning trade with the Chargers, here's what the Chargers got out of it. They ended up getting Philip Rivers, borderline Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. They got, with the other picks, they got a kicker named Nate Kading, who I think was out of Iowa.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice career. They got Sean Merriman with the other first-round pick they got. So he had the first 5 years of Sean Merriman was top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a fifth-round pick, which was nothing.
Okay. Hmm. I would say that trade was worth it. I mean, both sides got what they wanted out of that. I mean, Philip Rivers' numbers are probably better than Eli Manning's, or at least close. He just never won a championship, obviously. Sean Merriman, lights out, was great for a five-year run there. All right, let's see. Brian in Ohio. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DP.
Hey, bud.
First time, long time, 6'5", 250-ish.
All right.
I got three bests of the weekend. One is Zach Edey collecting all the accolades for Player of the Year.
Yep.
Number two, as a Boilermaker fan, it's awesome to see Coach Katie go to the Naismith Hall of Fame. And my bester is I got to watch my son and his high school choir sing the national anthem at the Cavs game last night.
Oh, good. Well, congrats there, Brian. And I got this word last night. Bob Knight was admitted to a hospital, Bloomington, Indiana. And when they start to send out a note to Indiana alum to pray for Coach Knight, then you know it's obviously not good. But don't know anything else about that. I know that we haven't heard from him in a long, long time. And somebody who's close to the situation has kept me informed on it. For some reason, I ended up with a good relationship with Coach Knight because he hated SportsCenter for a long, long time. And probably rightfully so with somehow or sometimes how he was described on, you know, during games, getting technicals, throwing a chair, those kind of things, grabbing his son's jersey, all those things. But when he went to Texas Tech and Jay Billis did an interview, and that's when Coach Knight was, he said, who should I like up there at SportsCenter? And Jay Billis said, well, Dan Patrick knows the game. He goes, tell him to call me. So Billis comes back and he goes, Coach Knight wants you to call him. I go, oh, no. He goes, no, he wants to talk to you. It came on and did an interview with him, did an interview on SportsCenter with him, surprised him one day, and we had Bo Schembechler on. And Bo was Bob Knight's idol, loved him, the Michigan coach. We had Tony La Russa on with Bob Knight one time, so he was very appreciative. But Coach Knight in a hospital, from what I'm told, in Bloomington, Indiana. All right, final hour coming up. We'll get to more phone calls as well. And we'll talk to Holly Rowe. Did a wonderful job on the sidelines covering the women's Final Four. She will join us coming up as well. Phone number 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Once again, Seton not with us today. He'll be back tomorrow. But Fritzy's here and doing a great job, Todd.
I'm trying.
Yeah?
All you could do is try.
Are you really trying?
I think I am. I'm about 87% trying.
Marvin doesn't feel like he's really here today.
Oh.
I'm worried about tonight's game. Final hour coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.